Presidential candidate John McCain today called for a worldwide divestment campaign against Iran. He wants the entire world to stop doing business with Tehran, to force it to give up its nuclear program. Senator McCain made his proposal at the annual meeting of the powerful pro-Israel lobbying group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
McCain told the audience at the AIPAC conference today that the U.S. and Israel are the most natural of allies and that their alliance is forever. McCain said threats to Israel are large and growing, and the foremost comes from Iran. McCain talked about how, if elected president, he would handle those threats differently than Barack Obama.
Rather than sitting down unconditionally with the Iranian president or supreme leader in the hope that we can talk sense into them, we must create the real world pressures that will peacefully but decisively change the path that they are on.
McCain criticized Obama by name for voting against a resolution in the Senate to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization.
He opposed this resolution because its support for countering Iranian influence in Iraq was, he said, quote, a wrong message not only to the world, but also to the region. But here, too, he's mistaken. Holding Iran's influence in check and holding a terrorist organization accountable sends exactly the right message to Iran, to the region, and to the world.
McCain said he supports a broad range of sanctions on Iran, including sanctions on imported gasoline, sanctions against the Central Bank of Iran. And in the same way that the campaign against South Africa helped end apartheid there, McCain said it's time for an international boycott of Iranian businesses.
As more people, businesses, pension funds, and financial institutions across the world divest from companies doing business with Iran, the radical elite who run that country will become even more unpopular than they are already.
Professor Jim Walsh at MIT's Security Studies Program agrees with McCain that hardliners in Iran are not very popular right now. But Walsh is among the group of Iran watchers who think more sanctions could backfire. Walsh says the example of South Africa is also misleading.
When people were opposing apartheid in South Africa, they called for sanctions. They asked the international community to impose sanctions on South Africa. That's not true in the case of Iran. The reformers opposed the government in Iran, but they are not asking for international sanctions and divestment. They, in fact, oppose sanctions, which they think help the leadership, help the hardliners in Tehran. Now, Senator McCain says that, quote, American policy should always reflect Iranian hopes, but to call for divestment and sanctions is actually contrary to what they're asking the international community for.
Walsh says sanctions might be useful, but they are a long-term instrument. And Iran's nuclear program, he says, presents a short to medium-term problem. John McCain pointed out today that negotiating with Iran is not a novel idea. The Europeans have tried, the Clinton administration tried, and they all failed. Zbigniew Brzezinski was national security advisor during the Carter administration. He's also a strong supporter of Barack Obama. Brzezinski acknowledges that any negotiations with Iran would be arduous, but the alternatives might be worse.
That, I think, leads to one clear outcome, namely a collision. And short of the collision, the Iranians rush towards nuclear weapons because they think they have no other recourse. And the country there supports the mullahs. That's the worst possible outcome for us.
Barack Obama's campaign responded to McCain's speech today. A spokesman said the speech shows that John McCain is promising four more years of the same policies that have strengthened Iran, making the United States and Israel less safe. Obama, along with Hillary Clinton, will have a chance to deliver their campaign speeches at the AIPAC conference later this week. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.